When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here now is Lisa Bell and Candace Campos with Florida Foodie. Sponsored by Light Orlando, delivering hope together.
Hello and welcome back to Florida Foodie. I'm Lisa Bell and we are on location in Orange County's tourist district.
Yes, and I'm Candace Campos and we are joined today by a member of the family who own a little small chain here that originated here in Orlando, even branched out to Jacksonville.
So these restaurants are all decked out with art, statues, and menu items, all inspired by anime. We are so happy to be joined today by Jimmy Chun of Super Saiyan.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Appreciate you guys for coming in, you know?
This is amazing. So this restaurant has been here now for 8 years. You guys are celebrating your 8th birthday. How did this all get started?
Well, it started with my brother. He loves food, you know. He's always wanted to create anime things he grew up with, you know. Like one day he's trying to figure out what's a good way to have like a soup themed restaurant. Mm-hmm. So one day he was just watching like anime. He sees Goku eating soup, it's noodles. And he's like, you know what? That's what I'm going to call it. Mm-hmm. And that's when Super Saiyan came in. And it all started with all mixed with his culture, Laos, and also his wife's Vietnamese. So we put that together, combined it. So it sounds like a pan stir fry and all that great stuff. And man, everybody here coming in here, loving it. Even when we started off with very small figures and artworks. And then, man, everybody started donating art. Enjoy every piece of it.
So a lot of the stuff that we see inside here has actually come from some of your customers.
Correct. That's great. I even donated some because I was such a big fan before I even came in over here.
And I mean, you really do have a big following here, because the moment I told anybody, whether it was at work or at home, and I was like, oh, I'm going to Super Saiyan, they're like, oh my God, I love this place. What is it? What do you think just keeps bringing people back? Do you think it's the nostalgia along with a good bowl of soup?
It's just within our broth. Our soup, we cook it for about 12 to 15 hours, savor the flavor. Everybody loves it, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, you can build it the way you want it to here, so.
So you guys started here and you've now grown to 3 locations. Here, then Jacksonville, now out by UCF. Did you have any idea, or did your brother have any idea when you first started this, that it would become so huge?
At first, no. His sister was just doubting him, but then I'm like, you know, you give it a shot, you know? But then after like a couple months later, he's like, man, we just started blooming.
Wow.
So now I've been here for about 5 years, and that's when he asked me to come in. And then we opened Super Saiyan 3 by UCF, and I've been there for about almost 2 years now. And that one's been going pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, the college kids there love it, the artwork and everything.
What is it about anime? Just, you know, obviously you guys are obsessed with it. You opened a restaurant surrounding it. What is it? What is it about anime?
Childhood memories. We grew up with it, you know. I grew up with Dragon Ball. Then I started watching Naruto and One Piece. And everything just started to get bigger and bigger. Like, all new animes are coming in. Jujutsu Kaisen, My Hero, Demon Slayer, of course. Man, everybody just loves it.
It's nostalgic for a lot of people, but it's also just becoming more and more popular around the world.
Yeah, I noticed, like, all even on, like, Instagram, everybody's doing it, even, like, burger joins with the name, and like everything just getting bigger and bigger. And like with ours, we just like to keep it small, you know, we'll keep it within the family, because we don't want to like have our quality bad for once it goes out. But
so how did you all learn to cook? Because it's one thing to be like, oh, I think that we should open up a restaurant, have an anime theme. Look, we'll have noodles. So where did the cooking side come into it?
The cooking side is actually Marshall's mom.
Okay.
Marshall's mom worked for Thai restaurant. Mm-hmm.
Marshall's your brother.
My brother.
Yeah, who started it all.
Yes. And so his mom loves cooking. So he developed from his mom. Then he also became like a sushi chef at the same time. Uh-huh. So he brought that all in together. And his wife, of course, loves pho. And then she has her parents you know, ingredients, putting it all together into one. So they're like, let's combine it. And that's how we made our
So you have a family history of everyone kind of has this cooking background. Yes. And then you're blending it all together in the restaurant.
Yep. Yeah. So get a taste of everything, you know?
And so when your brother said, this is the idea I want to have, what did you and your family think? Just, I mean, it just, it's funny. It's interesting. It's an interesting concept. And it was ahead of its time.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Because at that time, there was no anime themed restaurants around in our area, especially.
Yeah.
So he's just like, man, he just got to think of something to have a catchy phrase. Mm-hmm. So like, just watching all these animes, as he told me, I was like, hey man, I think it was a good idea. So I was like, you know, you should just go for it and give it a shot.
So UCF, that location makes a ton of sense, right? You're surrounded by thousands and thousands of college students. Jacksonville's where Marshall's, one of his best friends, works. And he saw that concept and is like, hey, we need this here. Yep. At this original location, you're in the tourist district. Who is primarily coming here? Is it locals or is it tourists? Is it both?
It's both, especially especially with Universal Studios down the street, you know? All the tourists come here. I see a lot of people from out of the country. Like, we weren't. One of our bucket lists or, you know, stops is coming to Super Saiyan.
Well, thanks to social media, which also has just blown up in the past 8 years.
Right?
I mean, people are finding out about you all over the world.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know you're good when one of my friends who lives in Seminole County Ubers Super Saiyan. So you know that she adds a lot of more money on the whole Ubering thing to just get your soup.
So
So you have these three locations. Do you guys have plans to open up more?
Not at the moment. So we're just keeping it closed. So that's all we wanted to do for right now.
Okay. And today we're going to be cooking up a whole lot of specialties.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about some of, you know, the most popular items.
So our popular items are always the buildable. Everybody comes here like to build it the way you want it.
Really?
Yes.
I don't trust myself to build my own bowl. I want to leave it to the professionals.
Yes. We do have signature bowls as well. Mm-hmm. We have our Vietnamese pho, our pho ga, seafood pho. But the main one is the buildable. So choose your own broth, your noodles. We have 5 types of noodles you can choose from and pick 2 toppings that you like, your proteins that you want to add in.
And what makes pho better than just, you know, a normal soup?
It's the length, the time of the broth cooking.
Okay. So that actually makes a difference.
It does. The longer it sits, the more flavor builds up into it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite noodle? Like, if you're going to have to do a soup, what noodle is your go-to?
My go-to? I actually like ramen noodles. So, and if I were to get it, I'll get a Vietnamese pho, our signature bowl, and I just swap it out with ramen noodles.
So I asked you earlier if you had plans to expand, and you said not right now.
Yeah, not right now. So maybe in the future. Uh-huh. We're just seeing how things go for right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And how are your three different locations different than, let's say, your original? How is Jacksonville different than the one near UCF?
Jacksonville location's a little different just because Marshall's best friend put it into his own mix into it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and the UCF is always by the college kids. And we had like our local artist plastered all his artwork onto our wall.
And the menus vary from store to store too,
yeah,
right?
So the Jacksonville location, his best friend created that one himself. Mm-hmm. He did take some of our ingredients, put it over there. Mm-hmm. But UCF location is similar to this location.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. But the UCF one also includes sushi.
And we need to take a real quick break because our favorite portion of Florida Foodie continues next.
That's right, Candace and I will be going behind the counter, into the kitchen. We'll be digging into the menu and let you know about all the flavors Super Saiyan has to offer. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Florida Foodie. It is our favorite time of the episode.
That's right. We are now in the kitchen at Super Saiyan, and we are going to be trying some delicious stuff here. We are joined by Jimmy, who runs this restaurant. And what are we making today?
Today we're going to do our signature bowl. So we got the Vietnamese pho, the trifecta, and our hangover bowl.
Okay, where did the hangover bowl? Tell us again the history behind the name Super Saiyan.
The history, just because we love anime and soup, got to put it together and it's what we made here.
It's perfect. All right, so we're going to start out over here, right?
Yes, so we're over here.
What's the first step?
Yeah,
first
us.
Step,
we
got to cooking the noodles.
And you have several different types of noodles.
That's correct. Yeah. Right now, we just dropped in our udon noodles, and our next one is our ramen noodles.
And they all they all cook at different times, right? So which ones are the fastest?
The fastest one is right. We don't have it here. It's the rice noodles. It's just a quick instant. It cooks right away. The udon noodles takes about like around 10 to 20 seconds. It's just as long as it breaks up and soft.
Okay.
The ramen is the one that takes long because it's a lot thick.
And that was your favorite, you said, right?
Yeah,
you like the ramen.
I
love those udons. They're always like, they're ooey gooey. Ooh, look at that. Okay. So this is where you're, we're making, what bowl is this one?
The trifecta. Okay, so what makes it a trifecta?
Trifecta, you get all three. You get the shrimp, the chicken, and the beef.
And so what do we have here? Is this the beef?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, it's the brisket.
Brisket.
And how do you prepare the brisket? I mean, I have to imagine there's like some special ingredients that go into that.
The brisket, we do cook it for a good couple hours. Mm-hmm. Then once it's ready, we get cool down, we'll start slicing it up and throwing it into the bowl.
Oh man. So all of this goes in before the actual broth.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm. So I always thought the broth went first.
And how long has your broth been cooking at this point?
This broth, about 12 hours.
12 hours, okay.
And so what does the trifecta get?
So we get all three, you get the shrimp, chicken, and beef. And then I'll go ahead and add our red onions, scallions, then top it off with some cilantro.
Whose recipe is this?
This is actually Joy's recipe.
Okay. This is Joy's. This is your sister's recipe.
Yeah. Recipe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So what goes after that?
The broth.
The broth.
Okay.
Yes.
So show us this 12-hour broth.
So this 12-hour broth is over here at the end.
Is this the broth?
It's this one
right here. Wow. That is a huge tub of broth. How many gallons is this?
I believe it's 120.
And will you go through this whole thing in one day?
We do. We do run out.
Yeah. What makes this broth so flavorful?
It's the time that we put in all the flavors that we sit in.
What is in it?
So we mainly put fried garlic, fried onion. Let's put this over here.
I'd be so terrified to
yum. Oh, it smells amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you were saying you have onion in that broth. What
else? We have fried onion, fried garlic. Throw some oyster sauce. Actually, there's some fish sauce in there as well.
There is.
Yeah. So.
Okay. It looks good.
Are we gonna should we let this cool a minute before we try it?
Mm.
Or is the ramen still cooking?
Oh, the ramen's
ready. Okay.
Look
so what
that.
Are we making
with
the ramen?
Let's go to the next bowl. Yeah.
This one is the hangover bowl.
Oh, the hangover bowl. Okay, perfect. Candace, you need this one?
Oh yeah. No. Why would I need it? But I bet this is probably really good near the UCF.
Oh yeah, the UCF, they love this one.
Yeah.
Yes, this one comes with char siu pork.
And okay.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade
char siu pork.
What is that?
You say it's pork? Homemade.
Yeah, it's we marinated ourselves.
Okay.
And, yep, let us sit.
And what do you marinate it in?
It's the mom that does it.
It's the moms.
It's the
mom.
Their
special
mom.
Sauce.
Their special
okay, and what is this that we're now adding?
This is fish cakes, the Naruto's.
Fish cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it does have the swirly ones.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've and
never
so
seen
what exactly
like that.
Is that?
The fish cake? That's all I know.
Fish cake.
They're just fish cakes.
Okay. And then what do you top this with?
This one, we always top it off with just scallions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it does come with a hard boiled egg.
Okay. Candace was asking, how do you get your hard boiled eggs to peel so perfectly? Because when we try and do that, I mean, we get like half the white peeled off.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Do you do that? Do you peel the eggs?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you do it? What's your secret?
The secret is put in cold water, let it sit. Then when it's done,
it's easy.
It's easier.
How long do you have to let it soak in cold water?
I let it soak in cold water about like 5, 7, 6 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not waiting long enough because I've tried that trick before too.
Me too.
Yeah.
But I'm not waiting that long. Okay.
All right. And what broth does that get?
It gets the same broth.
The same broth. Okay.
Okay. What do we have going on here? Because I see this. What is this?
This is our veggie broth. So anyone that doesn't want, but mostly for our vegetarians.
Okay.
So we cook that in morning. So
is it vegan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's good for them.
Okay. I'm behind
and
you.
And then we've got
this,
back
to the same broth. Yep.
Okay. Your signature broth.
Signature broth right here.
Is there an art to pouring the broth that you don't spill it everywhere?
get it over the bowl.
Okay. And this is still like cooking right now.
Yes. It's okay. Put on low heat. So
there's still heat under there.
Simmer. Yep. Just very low.
And what is, okay, this looks like it's just water in there.
Yes, they're just water starting. Okay. Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then we'll go ahead.
Okay, and what do we have? That looks amazing. That looks so good. All right, so not only do you guys have soup, you guys also have little
quick bites.
So we have our little quick finger foods
what
here.
What do we have?
We have our Philly egg rolls that we have here.
Okay, and do you guys make those here?
Those six? Yes.
Yeah. And what's in them?
So it has the scallions and the pork.
Okay.
Scallions and beef, sorry. Okay. And with cheese and mozzarella cheese inside of it. Yeah.
Yum.
Then we have the other one is our crab rangoon.
This is
imitation crab meat and cream cheese.
Now you're speaking my language. Yeah. That is so good. I love a good crab rangoon. Okay. So these are some of your more popular. They're cooking now.
Yeah.
How do you recommend people eat this? Like with slurping rude, you pick the bowl up to your face. What do you do?
Towards the end, you can pick the bowl up to your face, but mostly chopsticks and spoon.
Okay.
I don't do chopsticks on TV for reasons I don't want to explain.
Yeah.
But yes, forks definitely works well.
Okay. So right. Which one do you want to try?
I'm going to try the trifecta.
Can we divide these and?
Yeah.
I want to try both. Can we pour a little bit into
Yeah, of course.
Container? Oh my God, these are my favorite noodles. Okay.
I'll let you do that because I'll make a mess.
This is not going to be, it's not going to be pretty.
I'll let you do it. How is it?
Mm-hmm. So good.
It's good?
Especially on
a cold winter day?
Or even not even on a cold winter day, but I just feel like this is just so good just to have when it's cold outside. Oh, tongs.
And do you have people coming in here and ordering it like this so that they can share?
Yeah.
And
they try many things. Yeah. They always order different type of bowls. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and split it up for you.
Yeah. Yum. Because that is the challenge. You know, how do you pick what to eat?
Oh, that's right. That's why it's great to have a couple little bowls and then you all mix
and
match.
Got to get that broth.
Mm-hmm. Got to.
So who comes in and does all this prep work and how long does that take you with the volume of pho that you guys serve here?
So since we have the coolers here, we prep overnight.
Yeah.
Okay. So it gets ready right in the morning. But if anything, we'll stock up ourselves and just come in and
chop
and put everything together.
All right, Lisa, go for it.
All right. That's your bowl.
Yeah.
I'm going to dig in.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. And make sure you get a real nice close.
I want to try some of this. This is the beef.
Are you trying to spin it like pasta?
I am. Okay.
The pork is tender.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
Oh, it's the pork. I thought it was beef.
This is the beef. This is the pork one right here.
The beef here.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how it also gets that freshness from the cilantro and the red onions and all that stuff. And how long are these going to be cooking for?
The caramel green should be done by now. And the egg roll takes a little bit longer.
So I feel like this is definitely for a meat lover's bowl, you know?
Yeah, and plus they want trifecta with all the chicken and the beef and the seafood.
Well, bottoms up.
Do you have... you have vegan bowls?
Yes, we have a vegetarian bowl.
Spaghetti, huh?
Well, you know.
I know. So good.
It's interesting because this is the same broth. These taste completely different.
Really?
It does, yeah. It's crazy. I'll put it in for you.
Please.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm just going right into the bowl.
Mm-hmm. This is so amazing. What are your hours? I mean, this is the hangover.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to imagine people are coming in here pretty late.
Yes.
Looking for this.
They are. So when they come, we close during the weekdays. It's not as busy. So we close at 9 Monday to Thursday. And Friday, Saturday, we close at 10.
Oh, at 10.
So, yeah. But we open every day at 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. I mean, although you could practically have this for breakfast, it's not good. So good.
This is amazing. And then where can people find you online? Mm-hmm. I know you have a huge social media following.
our Instagram, our Super Saiyan 1 Instagram is where it is.
What is it at? What, can you say it one more time?
The Super Saiyan 1 Instagram.
Is this one, and then the third is
Super Saiyan 3, yep.
Is University.
Okay. Yep. Awesome. All right, I'm going to try the ramen now. Right, I want to try this fish cake, too.
I'm interested
try
in
the fish cake.
Yeah, let's try this.
It looks cute. I love the pink swirl. It's good.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Never had it before.
Never had it?
All right, now I gotta try this pork.
Gotta try the pork.
Oh my God. One of the mom's marinades. Mom's marinated pork. You can never go wrong with that. This is the hangover. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Tender.
Mm-hmm.
Melting your mouth.
Yeah. Jimmy, thank you so much.
Very
this
welcome.
Was amazing.
Awesome.
Can't wait to come back.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Good to see you guys and always
that
come.
That is smart when this all stops taping, so yeah. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Glad you guys enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to Florida Foodie. We'd also like to thank our guest, Jimmy Chun. You can follow his business on social media. Just search Super Saiyan on Instagram and Facebook. Be sure to follow Lisa Bell online. Search Lisa Bell News on Facebook and Instagram. You can also find Candace Campos on social media. On Facebook, search Candace Campos News 6. And on Instagram, search Candace Campos WKMG. Also, a big thank you to our production team. I'm the show's producer, Thomas Mates. Please take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you stream podcasts. And you can find videos of all of our podcasts on clickorlando.com and on YouTube. Just search for Florida Foodie.